Hey there, I'm Virginia Cha, the CNN Center in Atlanta, with a look at what's happening now in the news. Two alleged terror plots targeting two U.S. cities. Federal agents say the suspects in both plots were ready to pull the trigger. The alleged plots were against a Dallas skyscraper and a federal building in Illinois. Counterterrorism authorities say the plots, though, were unrelated. President Obama called for Iran to open up a second nuclear fuel facility to international inspectors. Iran just recently admitted to having this plant. Diplomatic sources say the facility isn't the right size to make fuel for power, but that it could produce bomb materials. Iran maintains that its nuclear program is only for energy purposes. NATO says five U.S. service members were killed Thursday in southern Afghanistan. The International Security Assistance Force says there three of the service members were killed by a roadside bomb. One died of gunshot wounds, while the fifth was killed while on patrol. At least 35 U.S. troops have been killed in Afghanistan just this month. Manson family follower Susan Atkins has died. A spokeswoman for the California Department of Corrections says Atkins died Thursday night following a lengthy battle with brain cancer. Atkins admitted to killing actress Sharon Tate 40 years ago. Her death comes just weeks after she was denied parole on compassionate grounds. Susan Atkins was 61. A man with a metal detector, that's all, in England, unearthed a treasure trove so valuable that experts still haven't determined its worth. It's said to be the largest discovery of its kind, including 11 pounds of gold, nearly 6 pounds of silver, and precious jewels that probably belong to royals. Archaeologists believe the treasure has been buried in the field since the 7th century. Those are the headlines for you this hour. Stay with CNN for more on those stories and all your other news of the day.